Greenstone. The fight to keep the Franco-Ontarian flag flying permanently across Greenstone continues. Mayor James McPherson spoke to Dougal Media in a follow-up from Greenstone's regular council meeting on March 11, where the municipal council heard a deputation from the Association des Francophones du Nord-Ouest de l'Ontario, AFNOO, regarding the flag's removal. McPherson reiterated the fact that equity remains at the forefront of the issue. "We want to recognize all of the founding groups that we have in our area," he said, adding that it was specifically a review of the municipality's strategic plan which identified improvements they could make with regard to engaging Indigenous communities. McPherson said, "As a result, the municipality devised an action plan. And with that lens, when we are reviewing all of our policies, we're keeping an Indigenous lens, and the flag policy is one of those that came up where we recognize we weren't equitable," he said. "We go back to the spirit of reconciliation and that we need to move forward in our community and with the flag." McPherson also recognized the importance of the Franco-Ontarian flag as a beacon, and the strength of the Francophone community. "We still wish to recognize that as we fly the flag in September for Franco-Ontarian Day, and then we will also, during the month of September, have the Métis Nation of Ontario flag and the Every Child Matters flag," he said. "We have had comments from the Indigenous communities as to why their flags weren't flown. And so, as we reviewed the flag policy, this gave us the opportunity to step back and look at what could be more equitable for all communities in our area." In a press release issued on March 12, AFNOO commended the unity of Greenstone's Francophone community and noted that more than 70 people of all ages were in attendance at the March 11 council meeting to show their support. Claudette Gleason, chair of AFNOO's board of directors, thanked members of Greenstone's Francophone community for their dedication and stressed the need for continued support in the face of uncertainty. "The strength of our community was highlighted by the rapid mobilization and passion demonstrated by everyone. We're delighted to see such commitment to our shared Francophone identity," Gleason wrote. "We must remain committed and determined in our quest to preserve our Francophone identity in Greenstone. The journey does not end here."